Is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, before I get into this article, I want to send a special shout out to Stone Reaper, who actually sent Neo the Outflanker yesterday's episode of HMT. Shout out to your brother, salute. Now for today's article that was published on the 21st of March. Gentlemen, I am pretty sure you have seen this across the net. Colorado dentist offlines his wife by poisoning her protein shakes in order to start a new life with his mistress. Well, we have the reverse. The man is cheating, but he decides, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and terminate the woman that I'm legally married to. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! My, what tangled webs we weave when all we want to do is deceive. A Colorado dentist is accused of terminating his wife by poisoning her protein shakes so he could start a new life with his mistress, according to an arrest warrant affidavit obtained by the Daily Beast. James Tolliver Craig, 45, was arrested on Sunday in Aurora, Colorado, on charges a first-degree termination. According to the affidavit, Craig planned to, quote-unquote, end his wife's life by searching for ways to terminate someone undetected, providing her poisons that align with her hospital symptoms and working on starting a new life with his lover. Now, this is definitely something that women have been infamous for. All you have to search up black widows. Police describe the offlining of Angela Craig, his wife, in a news release as a quote unquote heinous, complex, and calculated offlining. Now notice, when you look at women who are black widows, they never say things like this. They always try to make an excuse. Craig drove his wife to a hospital on Wednesday evening after she complained of a headache and severe dizziness, police said. Soon after arriving, she experienced a seizure and underwent a rapid medical decline before being placed on life support, according to the police. She was later declared brain dead and was taken off life support on Sunday. An investigation was launched by Aurora Police Department's Major Crimes Homicide Unit after Craig's business partner spoke to a nurse about his concerns that Angela had been poisoned. According to the affidavit, his suspicions were raised after word got to him from an office manager that 2 days before Angela Craig's hospitalization, she had opened a package for Craig. Inside was a canister that had a biohazard sticker and potassium cyanide label on it. Uh-oh. Quote-unquote, James was known to make Angela protein shakes regularly. The affidavit said it was believed he had provided Angela with the poison through these shakes. Craig allegedly ordered multiple poisons, and investigators said in the affidavit that he had searched online for how to buy Olander, a poisonous plant. How much pure arsenic can kill a human? And accessed a title called, quote unquote, Six Deadly Undetectable Poisons and How to Detect Them. Angela Craig had been hospitalized at least twice before Wednesday, per the Daily Beast, with investigators citing a string of emails to allege that Craig had made travel plans for his mistress to visit him, which lined up almost exactly with Angela Craig's hospitalizations. The emails were intimate and sexually explicit and sent from the same email address Craig allegedly used to purchase poisons, according to the affidavit. Craig made his first appearance in court on Monday and remains in custody without bond. Well. Now, one must ask this question. As much as some people might get into their feelings, how insufferable did his wife become? How long were they married? What did she do to drive him into the arms of another woman? See, the standard questions that people ask when it's on the other side, when it's the woman who decides she wants to, you know, offline her husband. But as usual, when it comes to a man that puts on the mask, oh, he's the scum of the earth. Gentlemen, I want you to look in the comment section of this article. That right there is normie gold. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, obviously, it was going down over time in the home. Gotta give it a 10. Method of execution. Now, this one is quite interesting. I don't think I've done an HMT to where somebody poisoned somebody. Well, I'm going to give that one a 10. Psychological impact. I got to give that one a 10 because a lot of people pretty much figured everything out, even some of the people who worked with him. And for the brutality factor, poison, a little bit over time. You know what? I'm going to give that one a 10 as well, because poison, you know, particularly cyanide, little drops, yeah, that's kind of brutal. So I got to give that a 10 as well. So James, Dr. Death Craig, gets a score of 40. Not a particular brutal HMT, but an HMT nonetheless. But yeah, like I was saying, hey, poisons, that's typically a female tactic of getting rid of somebody. But hey, we live in an equal society, so guess what? Don't be surprised if you find more men starting to use poison. But we all know, normally when it comes to us, it's brutal, fast, quick, and done. But hey, more men are going to get more creative. It is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article, if you will. Let me know what you guys think. And women around the world, it doesn't matter. It truly does not matter. Once your man has decided that you've become the bane of his life. Understand this, ladies, the power you think you have, it's going to go out. Feminism and the idea that, you know, your man's not going to do anything to you once you get on his bad side, it will go out right along with it. This guy decided, you know what? You've become such a bane to me. I'm not only going to get a new woman, I'm going to get rid of you. So, yeah. And for all the people in the comment section who talked about he should just leave and divorce, obviously, they've never been divorced. They've never been through a divorce. But once again, normies are going to normie. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome. Murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.